Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of December 2017, and this is the 718th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm up on Loch Lofty, and the cafe is closed this morning, so I've been exploring a bit. I went up a track that I thought I could identify. Not a track, a route, I should say, because there was no track in the lower part of Loch Lofty, and I came across this rather lovely sheltered grassy it's sort of flat surface. That doesn't make it sound very attractive. But this little grassy knoll, I was going to say, that's not quite right either. But it was was surrounded by rock, so it was very sheltered. And I found it came out at the frog ponds. So that was a rather lovely little discovery. And I might go up there and have a picnic sometime, perhaps, or take a drink. It felt like that sort of place. Unfortunately, the native trees don't give much canopy, and so when it's hot, there isn't really any sheltered place. But maybe in the autumn, when the sun's not quite so penetrating, that'll be a really nice place to go. And now I'm on a track which has said it was specifically closed, and it's quite a broad track. I mean, it's wide enough for a truck. So I'm not sure why it's closed. And I think I might come and investigate. So I'm mid investigation, and if it sort of peters out or goes over a rock, I think I'm pretty sure I can just go through the bush on my right, which isn't too dense, and come upon the track that I usually take. But at the moment, it's rather nice because I can see the estuary and where. At the close of the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, well, I think there's probably still quite a few yachts to come in, and they started coming in a couple of days ago, and now I can just see these really lovely yachts out on the estuary, as well as some older boats, some rigged. I'm so hopeless with nautical terms, but there are some old boats and old replicas of old sailing ships, and they're just lovely calm presences in the estuary. It's an annual event, the Hobart to Sydney yacht race, and it coincides, well, on purpose, it coincides with the Taste of Tasmania, which is a big food festival down on the waterfront, where lots of outlets and restaurants just have a couple of selected things that they sell, and you can sit either at large tables on the inside or at tables outside, and there's lots of entertainment, so it's very lively down there, very lively, and actually with the weather that we've had, it's been probably quite nice for those people who really like the sun. And I don't go down to see the crowds, but I do love watching the boats from up here, and my neighbour has a brother who's in the race, so that's been quite exciting. So I'm going to pause this now as I go and investigate this path a bit further, see where it takes me, and I'll talk to you in a little while. Hello, it's much later in the day now, it's late afternoon, and I really needed my full attention for the rest of my adventure on Knock Lofty. The reason that the road was, or the track was closed was, I believe, because there had been a landslide. And I decided I would go down that way. I'd sort of got too far to want to climb back up the hill again. And I was much further from the parallel path that I said I might move over to than I had expected, and it wasn't quite as easy to reach. So it was a bit of an adventure going down, and in the end I decided to follow the wallaby tracks rather than the main track, which works really well, except that wallabies are only about waist high, and so there's quite a lot of crouching under branches to get down. Anyway, it sometimes feels really good to take a different route, to experiment a bit. And today has been lovely in that way. I've had no commitments and the cafe's been closed. And so I felt I could take as long as I wanted on my walk on Knock Lofty this morning. And it was also a cool day. It was really, really lovely, I think. I don't know what it was, but it said it was going to be about 17 or 18 today, which is very comfortable, very, very nice indeed. And there were very few people up there as well. So it was a lovely walk, quite tiring. I came home and went outside and had my breakfast and read the paper. And then I went to bed for a couple of hours and had a really sound sleep. And this afternoon I've just finished my bedroom, and it does feel really nice. It feels quite airy and fresh. So that's one room down, and a few more to go. Some of them are going to be harder than others, but I do want to continue this. I'm not quite sure how, because this has felt like the Altjahrswoche and somehow set apart from normal life, and I don't really want to not continue with the writing. I really want to get back to that on Monday, the 1st of January. And even though I may not do very much, especially given that Monday is my day off, I must remind myself of that again. There would be something nice about starting on the 1st. So I need to think a bit about how I'm going to continue this. I think that allowing myself to take as long as I needed to take with the bedroom really helped. I didn't plan to do the bedroom in, you know, half a day and then the next room in another half day. I really needed to do it thoroughly, and I did do it very, very thoroughly. I've polished and, dubbined the leather of the desk and polished the wood and really got on my hands and knees. So that was very, very satisfying. And now I'm reaching the end of the day, and I've got a creativity session, which will be really lovely. That's a good treat for the end. And I realise that next time I talk to you, it'll be next year, although it may not quite be next year for some of you because of our time difference. I'm 11 hours ahead of the UK, and a great many more hours away from the US. I'm further ahead. So I shall leap into the new year before most of you and test the waters for you. In Swiss German, we have a phrase which is Rutschet gut über,
which means slide well over, as in have a smooth passage into the new year. And so I wish that you will all gut überrutsche. I do hope that you've had a good week. I'd like to say I do hope that you've had a good year. A year is an awfully long time to think of as being good or bad, but I do hope that there have been some really lovely highlights in your year. And when I say highlights, I don't really mean huge things that you've done or achieved, but just little insights and things that can all add up to feeling better about oneself and what one is doing. So I do hope that you have a little time for reflection and that, yes, you move smoothly into the new year. Thank you for being with me throughout 2017, and I look forward to seeing you in the new one. Bye for now.